Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Australia is the model of absolute total globalist martial law and the world social credit score carbon tax, but they know it. And one of their Sky News television hosts knocked it out of the park. Here it is.
I have repeatedly said I have no problem whatsoever with people being vaccinated or not being vaccinated. What is not acceptable for multiple reasons, including constitutional and legal and ethical and moral reasons, is mandatory vaccination. Indeed, the Australian Immunisation Handbook spells it out very clearly that consent to being vaccinated must be given in the absence of undue pressure, coercion, or manipulation. Barilaro, Perotet, Berejiklian, Hazard, read it. Once you start down this path of dividing any society into two distinct classes of people, you have abandoned liberty and democracy and replaced it with tyranny, fear, and suspicion. Worse, and this is what really disturbs me, once the authorities have decreed that there are now two classes of Australian, the good and the bad, and that one class is superior to another and gets special privileges, while the other class is shunned, locked out, vilified, and loses their employment, you have, by definition, created an inferior class, for which the Germans once coined a simple word, which roughly translates as under or inferior person. Untermensch. If that word brings a chill of horror to your heart, so it should.
The globalists are desperate. Their corrupt empire of fiat currency is coming down, and so they've launched a bioweapon to create fear that actually makes you sick and ill. And AOC, who normally wears $5,000 outfits, was wearing a more than $5,000 designer dress that says tax the rich at a $50,000 a plate Democrat dinner. Meanwhile, they have thousands of confirmed reports. People are getting provisional ballots, which will be counted later. They've confirmed it's happening. Conservative voters from the Republican rolls go in to vote, and they're told, sorry, you already voted. You already voted against the recall. You already voted for governor. Psychopath Newsom. Meanwhile, I see reports like this 20, 30 times a day without looking for it on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, but it gets taken down. When family members even go to the funeral and even show the medical reports that their children and their brothers and their sisters and fathers and mothers die from the experimental shots, I even have a mainline headline out today from Reuters admitting that heart attacks and myocarditis are much more common than people that take the injections in first thought. It's not rare, but they put it on the warning like cigarettes, so get used to it. Well, here's a lady talking about her sister, her little sister, that died after she took the first injection of the mRNA takeover, and the left piled on, Texas veteran piled on, and said there is no causative background presented. COVID vaccine remains overwhelmingly a proven effective. Wow. Proven effective down to 39% working. I'll show you all the graphs coming up, but here's the real face of this nightmare.
Well, I usually respect everybody. And their choices. I don't want one single motherfucker ever coming to my page and telling me I need to get the fucking vaccine. My little sister just died. Her first dose. You want to sit here and tell me
We're going to come back with the rest of this. I'm Alex Jones. Fight back. Spread the live link now. Spread the word. Override Fauci.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
We're live, September 14th.
Comfortable?
It wasn't until this Friday night that I hit a wall. I was supposed to be finishing my nightly newsletter that I mentioned.
Wow! Oh, yes! Yes! Yes!
Do you like your new body?
I love it.
Your operation's closed.
75 years old.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're finding out who's got the soul. We're finding out who doesn't have the soul. Well, I know I got soul, and I know you got soul. Don't care what color you are, where you came from. You love liberty. You see through evil. You love God. You're a soul man. You're a soul woman. That's what it's all about. So, choose what side you're on. Great little intro from Friday Night Tides. Very popular show. Millions of viewers. Appreciate them having me on last Friday. They sure got the tag for it. You know, Ben Stein went on YouTube. He's had his YouTube channel shut down. Well-known comedian, movie star, funny guy. Bueller. Well, he's been kicked off for criticizing the vaccine that almost killed him. You and Eric Clapton need to shut your mouths. We've got that censored video coming up bottom of the hour. We got Alfie Oaks that owns that big grocery store chain. Supplies like a third of the food to Florida. Coming on about the vaccine mandate. So they're going to come arrest him if he doesn't make all his crew take poison shots that are experimental, never clearly authorized. And you got Dr. Fauci calls for unvaccinated Americans to be banned from air travel and to mandate COVID-19 shots for even two-year-olds, even though it's not approved. And their own scientists quit the FDA 2 weeks ago saying they shouldn't target children. Well, this little monster, what he says goes. We've got a special report we're about to air. Stop Fauci or die. I suggest you share it, get it out. They're also gaslighting. Psaki and the Commerce Secretary say nobody's making you take a shot. You just can't leave your house. But don't worry, the illegal aliens don't have to. Psaki admits, we have the video, that the Biden vax mandate doesn't include migrants at the border. Or the Islamists being brought in. Oh, but don't worry, Walmart is announcing proof of vaccinations required. Well, bye-bye, Walmart. You say, oh, just order online. Oh, now the companies are saying, you want to do Zoom? You want to order online? You got to have it, too. Boris Johnson's getting ready to announce new lockdowns. Told you last week when he announced the end of the COVID garbage, he would then announce total control. Psych warfare, we are their enemy. They attack us with the same system. CNN's former head of Planned Parenthood says the unvaccinated should not be allowed to leave their homes. All this video coming up. So, see, now it's all out in the open. But first, a very powerful report that's at band.video and freeworldnews.tv. Stop Fauci or die.
I would support that if you want to get on a plane and travel,
with other people that you should be vaccinated. When you hear us say, should you mandate vaccination for children to be able to attend school, some people say, oh my goodness, that would be terrible to do that. But we already do that and have been doing that for decades and decades.
But some people take the mandate as not a moment of unity, but as sort of a divisive weapon. What do you say to that?
So we have a tradition in our country, Chuck, of taking steps, you know, as a collective to protect the broader community. And that's what these requirements represent.
I am a Division I student athlete with no prior health issues. And I got the second COVID shot Tuesday. And within 4 days, I have been diagnosed with myocarditis and was told that I probably won't be able to play my senior season now.
I usually respect everybody and their choices. I don't want one single mother ever coming to my page and telling me I need to get the vaccine. My little sister just died. Her first dose.
Time and will are in short supply, and once they run out, chaos will reign supreme. The documents obtained by The Intercept that reveal that Dr. Fauci lied under oath about the funding of gain-of-function research pertaining to the Wuhan lab in China reveal that according to a previously unpublished grant proposal from Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance, where $3.1 million taxpayer dollars were awarded from Fauci and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease for a project titled Understanding the Risk of Bat Coronavirus Emergence. $599,000 of that grant was given to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for bat coronavirus research.
You know, Dr. Fauci's been asked about this. Senator Kennedy asked him in committee, do you trust the scientists? And he said, that's where the viruses are. We have to, and we have to keep investing there. But what if it leaked? And what if they didn't help us with a leak? And what if it originated and they knew it all along and failed to tell us? Would we still not, would Dr. Fauci not reassess his trust of the Chinese communists in their lab? The Intercept documents also showed that this came out of a Biosafety 3 lab, which is a lab that nobody believes is secure enough to be dealing with these deadly pathogens. And yes, they were taking viruses that were not as transmissible to humans. They were adding S proteins, which is how the virus attaches to the cell, from bat viruses out of a cave. And lo and behold, they created viruses that are not found in nature that were more transmissible than what they started. The very definition of gain of function.
Aside from the fact that the research could prove to be directly responsible for the disputable death toll of nearly 5 million globally from the SARS coronavirus, that is only the beginning of what Dr. Fauci has hidden up his sleeve.
Now, a ferret is not a human, and as Mike just pointed out, there are still serious debates about how fatal this virus is in humans.
And we've seen it on television. I've seen schematic diagrams of it on television of a ferret in one cage sneezing on a ferret in the other cage. That ferret sneezes, and they all die. This is what Ron has just said. I didn't say it. Ron just presented that. That is not what happens. When a ferret sneezes on another ferret, the ferret gets infected, gets flu-like syndrome, doesn't get sick, recovers, and does not die. And I think when you talk about forgetting about any of the process, just the perception that's out there. Am I correct, Ron?
Now, if anything, our data suggests that this virus spreads poorly. It is aerosol transmitted and therefore scientifically very, very interesting to study. But whether this virus would, if it would ever escape from a lab, would start spreading, we don't know.
So the whole point is not that they were calling it doomsday secretly, and it did come out on the news at the time. I have the articles here. I'll show them to you. It's that there was a major debate internally about how dangerous this was and how it violated law and how it was true gain of function. See, they made it. They made it spread worse. They made it more dangerous. That's gain of function.
As Steve Watson reported, former FDA head and current Pfizer board member Scott Gottlieb reacted to further revelations regarding the funding of dangerous gain of function research by Anthony Fauci.
The bottom line is they were doing research on viruses in that institute that was making those viruses potentially more dangerous to humans.
Exactly.
And handling the viruses in ways that could have potentiated their release, particularly
by infecting transgenic animals that had fully humanized immune systems, which we now know and were revealed by that, sort of affirmed by those documents. We knew this before. So they were doing things in that lab that could have led to circumstances where a virus that had was purposely evolved in ways that it could be more dangerous in humans could have escaped. And I think the bottom line is we have a long record of that lab having poor practices. In fact, when that lab was first opened, there was an editorial in the Journal of Science raising questions about the integrity of that lab. There were questions about whether the lab was built appropriately and just the procedures that they had in place. So the conditions existed where an accident could have happened. I think what's revealed by these documents in The Intercept are two interesting details that I previously didn't know. First, there was experimentation being done on MERS-like coronaviruses, not just SARS-like coronaviruses. And second, they affirmed what we sort of suspected, which is that coronavirus research was going on in other institutes around Wuhan.
Fauci has to be stopped. Millions more will clearly die, only to be replaced by the protected class of undocumented Democrat voting refugees pouring into the United States by design. Plan so diabolical that it has all been engineered behind closed doors for decades.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Waging war on corruption, my friends, please. This critical time, people's minds are so open as the tyranny is exploding. Share the live feed. Tell folks about that local radio station or TV station. Send archives of the shows and articles and videos, whatever you think is most important, out to everyone you know and to perfect strangers. And continue to know the show is free to air, rebroadcast it however you want, cut it up, share it, use clips of it in films. I don't care. I am here to raise the alarm, Paul Revere 2.0, and so are you. We're all Paul Revere now, or we're slaves. I want to get into the giant world government developments that are just over the top, the announcements of world IDs, the announcements of global social credit scores, the announcements of carbon scores in Canada, in the UK, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Europe, and now in blue cities here. I mean, it's all out in the open now. And the Democrats are now saying, don't leave your house, to take your children away if you don't take the shots. And they simultaneously say they're 100% effective, but they don't work. And if you haven't taken the vaccine, you're going to kill us. And Tucker Carlson got it last night. He opened his show up after a well-deserved vacation. It's funny, I was going to the same place as him, didn't know, but canceled it. Never been to Alaska, always wanted to go there. And as things are so serious, I didn't take off and go to Alaska, but we might have run into each other. I was going to go to a Juneau and other places. I really want to see it. They say it's as cool as Hawaii, but it doesn't matter. Side issue. Tucker is back. He says if the powers that can be forced on you to get a shot, what can't they make you take? Well, they're already taking five-year-olds away from their dad if they don't want to have their gender changed. So you can't convince my five-year-old to have their balls chopped off. So there really is no end to this. I'm going to play that clip coming up next segment. But let's get to the really sad news here. But understand there's a major ray of sunshine or silver lining in this cloud. This is going to get people up off their butt in the elections that really matter in the midterms now, only 13 months away. Think about that. And this is going to really energize everybody to really push back and expose what's happening. I've talked about this 1,000 times, and I'll say it again. California isn't really blue. Connecticut's not really blue. Vermont's not really blue. Michigan's not really blue. There is such fraud in states like Pennsylvania and Georgia where they engage in this and where they have backroom deals that, okay, you'll be the Republican governor while we control everything else. Just play ball with us and say there's not fraud. And then the Democrats, through the ballots, through flooding provisional ballots and flooding mail-in ballots, they used the excuse of COVID. They ran the same thing they did 11 months ago in the 2020 election, and they had 2+ weeks of these ballots being mailed out to everybody. And, of course, they had a bunch held back behind, and they just take the voter rolls of Republicans and take the percentage they need to know they're going to win, 20-30% of Republicans, to make it look like a landslide for Newsom, and then they just computerize or they simply fill out the ballots like they found in Pennsylvania and Michigan where you'd have postal workers open up the back and there'd be 30,000 ballots unfolded, all bubble-troned, all printed on a printer with only the race for Biden and for Senate. Because they got to have some Republicans left behind to act like there's not fraud. So, okay, just take back the Senate and then also stop the big landslide for Trump. And that's what they did. So here it is. You knew it was coming. It's happening again. GOP voters discover their ballots already cast in California recall election, and now they're shooting videos. You know, you're not supposed to in the polling place. Got to counter this criminal takeover. Where the workers go, sorry, yeah, it shows you already voted. Here's a provisional that'll be counted in a week that won't count. So it's the exact same play, and they're going to run it again with, oh, new lockdowns next year. I told you, oh, my gosh, we got to mail it in again. You can't go to a public place, and they're just going to do it. And they're going to steal it. I mean, you go to Pennsylvania, they'll have 200,000 people at a Trump rally. And then he loses the state. Well, of course he lost the state. There was only one postal worker that went public. He goes, I'm in another state, driving into another state. He suspects something, which the postal handlers, carriers are supposed to do. He looks in the damn thing, just looks in the box to see what it is. And it's all ballots laying flat and clean for Joe Biden. Enough ballots in there to steal the damn election. But yet he get over the landslide. You think that corpse that's booed everywhere he goes? You think they're for him? California Republicans shocked to discover they've already voted in recall election in every major polling place. And it's Republicans. And the Democrats just giggle because they're in charge. Dems trying to steal California recall election. But here's the good news. Just play it back to back. Here's Biden with thousands on the streets booing and screaming at him, even though he snuck into California. Huge highway overpasses that they know it's been stolen. The people are coming together. They're not going to comply with COVID martial law. In New York, they took over bridges, took over roads with tens of thousands. Finally, the sleeping giant is awakening. Whether it's a Yankees game, whether it's a football game.
The murderers, look.
Whether it's 9-11, everybody's booing. Sees a kid, runs over to him, Biden does.
Yeah, it's Obama.
And now in New York, they're taking the bridges over now. Because they see through.
You're a mug for what you did to Afghanistan.
The globalist operation.
Terrible, terrible.
Don't sniff him.
Terrible.
Meanwhile, what's happening in California? Well, AOC's out there for a $50,000 a plate Hollywood gala for the Democratic Party, wearing a expensive designer dress that costs tens of thousands. Saying, tax the rich, when the Democrats on average are richer, the politicians are, they're in bed with the globalists, they've sold, and it's a bunch of rich women standing around, and when you see all these promos, it's black, it's Latino, it's mulatto women, as the cover for the big bankers and the Weinsteins and all of it. Oh, look, our corporation uses black people or Hispanics as our spokesperson. It's okay that we set up the Great Reset. It's the corporations running all this. The article's on InfoWars.com. Ultimate hypocrisy. Maskless. Oh, by the way, I forgot to play that video. Also at the 9-11 memorial, before they went in, they all gathered in the thousands. The politicians didn't wear their masks. They only wore it once they went in through the back for show to keep you scared out there while they roll out the global ID, the global taxation, the carbon tax. And it's all admitted. But all the little liberals, maybe only 30% of the population, they pretend like they're part of the power structure until they go have a heart attack or myocarditis or a stroke, and then it wakes them up. But then they're usually handicapped, and now they're like, help me, and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube go, sorry, you're banned. Oh, you lost your son, you lost your sister? Oh, you're Ben Stein, you almost died? You're not allowed to tell people. Shut up and die, Ben Stein. They love how we bow to them. They love how we submit to them killing us.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, look. Biden is a puppet tyrant, and the globalists behind him are tyrants. And you read history books, and you see what happens around the world, and you see cases of dictators in Latin America and Africa and other areas where they'll have 200 Ferraris for their son and 25 jets, including jumbo jets, but their military doesn't even have 15 jets. And their public doesn't even have running water and no medicine. And even though 30 years before, when there was Europeans in those countries running it, particularly Africa, there was electricity, there was medicine, but now everything's burned out and collapsed except the dictator's palace. Why did that happen? Well, they had areas of Africa, like Rwanda, that had a Christian minority of black people. And it was the same thing you see where Amish are, like in Central America and South America. The areas they're in are actually wealthy and successful because it builds a civilization off of which others can. And so the UN funded the other tribe that was pagan, that was animist, to go murder them, and the UN helped do it. And then it collapsed. So it's that loss of the Christian ethos of building a civilization, of helping others. And this whole COVID lockdown is an assault on that by very greedy, very hateful people that are collapsing our civilization. I've got an article here. Massachusetts activates up to 250 National Guard troops to drive school bus vans. And it's a combination, and now they're going to have to teach the classes. Because the teachers either won't take the shots, the bus drivers won't take them, but a lot of them are sick from the shots. Bob Barnes pointed this out a couple months ago, that they were going to have trouble even starting school in Massachusetts because so many people got sick from the Moderna and Pfizer shot. That was on local news. Remember, we had the school educator, PhD in education, on a few weeks ago, and he predicted that this would be happening more and more. And it's here, so we're going to talk about this artificial collapse of civilization by design. Wonder why blue cities are collapsing. That's being done on purpose. Wonder why leftist areas are collapsing, why they're bringing in millions of Muslims and then, you know, giving them free welfare just to sit around and burn things down. This is a dystopia being built. The ruling class live in armored mountaintop fortresses around the world where they own the local town and have their own paramilitary. And they're waging war against every other family and human on earth, whether you're an African or whether you're an Australian, whether you're black or white. We're all in this together. I'm going to hit more of it in a moment. First off, I was thinking during the break about this. And I thought I'd explain to people what I do. A few times I've shown this. I do this with a glass. You can see it. But this is a paper cup I had today. And I have Topo Chico soda water in there, also like LaCroix. And whenever I crave alcohol or I crave coffee, because I'll drink too much coffee, I'll drink too much alcohol, I've totally quit drinking alcohol. I go on and off of it. Not a hypocrite. I tell people the truth about it. What allows me to stop and not even want alcohol and also get vitamins and minerals while I'm at it at a higher absorption rate? I put a squirt of Ultra 12. Overhead shot, please. I want to show people this. Thanks. I put a squirt of Ultra 12, highest quality vitamin B12, top rated in the country, even by my enemies. They had to admit it. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3, taken on the tongue. And then, of course, Survival Shield. And I like the taste of bitters. I like the taste of, you know, different things. And I don't know what about soda water with Survival Shield, with Ultra 12, with Winter Sun, and also put some concentrated turmeric formula in there that's so good for your immune system and inflammation. And the four squirts of this in here, this is just a really delicious concoction that tastes like some kind of fancy cocktail. I mean, that tastes like a vodka cocktail to me. It just absolutely satisfies me. I don't know if it'll do that for you, but I mean, I crave vodka and soda with different, you know, botanicals in it, and I just really like how it tastes. I like how whiskey tastes. I like it all. I like beer, I like wine, good wine. But this is a godsend for me personally. You don't get as high an absorption rate as only some goes in the blood vessels of your mouth, then it goes down your esophagus and your gut. But that's why I get to take a little bit more of it, because you don't want to take too much of the iodine for your libido, your stamina, your energy, your immune system. So many people are low in iodine. A lot of iodine that is in products is bound iodine, the different elements. But ours is totally clean, deep earth crystal, atomic, meaning it's not radioactive. It's on the atomic chart. It's on the chart of elements. So it's at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get all of these at 50% off right now. We've got plenty of Winter Sun. We've got a little bit of Ultra 12, but still enough. The tumor is starting to run low. The X2 is starting to run low. But despite all that, they are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So you fund the InfoWar. You put your thumb in the globalist eye. They really want us off air. It does so much. So, again, if you want to fund the operation, if you want to really help us stay on air while getting great products at the same time, this is a 360 win, a total, absolute, non-zero-sum game, and I thank you for your support. Also, one other big sale that we're only going to run for about 2 weeks. I'm going to be able to run this Ultra 12 Winter Sun for about 2 weeks. It'll be close to selling out, and I'll go back to like 10% off or whatever. until more comes in because of supply chain breakdowns. You can get all of our T-shirts at cost. So that means $9.95 to $14.95. They all cost below $14.95, but some, you know, some cost is $5, $6. Then after you add all the warehouse and the handling, electricity and insurance, the overhead, a shirt costs us about $9.95. So we've got the shirts. Most of the shirts are $9.95. And we have a bunch of the more designer apparel stuff at $14.95. A few of the shirts actually cost us like $16, $17. And almost all of it's made in America. It's all at least printed in America. There's some shirt designs you just can't get in the United States. But there are hundreds of great shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I want to finish a point here about AOC, almost said Adolf C, and just what a fraud she is. She's a grifter. She's a scammer. She's a liar. She's a fraud. She doesn't criticize all the raping and sex dungeons and pedophilia in Hollywood. She wears a designer dress that says tax the rich at a $50,000 a plate Democrat function. I mean, this is the height of fraud, ladies and gentlemen. So she's had a thing donating as much as a average person makes a year to their evil causes at the lap of wealth and power, dressed up like a tart, saying the world's going to end in 12 years to terrorize people. But what's going to end is our world under the Great Reset, and the total lockdown is going to end in 11 years or so. Then 2030 is when they want to have most of the earth depopulated. You're like, well, that'll never happen. Ladies and gentlemen, once they trigger the collapse and once they release new viruses, they're only drilling you to stay in your house to do what you're told when they release the real mega weapon. Maybe we just fly over with drones and spray chemicals on you and say it's a virus. They also have virus simulants. And so, yes, they're stealing the election from Larry Elder. These people are evil criminals. They'll do anything. They ran 9/11. They fund radical Islam. They've opened our borders. They're smuggling children in by the tens of thousands. Many of them end up in sex dungeons or killed. That's the Senate's own report. So, of course, you're dealing with real evil. Because evil gets in, and then it gets replaced by greater evil, and then greater evil, and it concentrates. And then the most evil of the most evil, the most hungry, the most destructive, the most filthy, the most fallen get into the positions of power, and then they always launch a war against the good on a megalomaniacal power trip. So that's my message to Rand Paul and all the guys we know are good. You're addressing the symptoms of the New World Order and talking about Fauci lying. Well, it's part of a larger global plan. Of course they made it at Wuhan. We have all the documents, and they released it on purpose. Look at the timing, and then covered it all up and blocked the treatments and are now taking our world over. And, of course, the vaccine doesn't work. And, of course, it's killing people. And, of course, they're saying more, 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 more. They said they want to depopulate us. Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Bill Gates, Paul Schwab, it's a damn eugenics group saying they're going to kill us. They stole the world. They think they own it. They think we're squatting on their land. New York Times brags how when the UN wants land ever, they just go kill 5,000 villagers. The reason they didn't do it to you is your ancestors were tough and stood up and passed on rights to you they fought for. Now we've crapped them all away, and now God's protection has been removed, and we are going to be murdered. They're going to kill everybody unless we wake up.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The horsemen are drawing nearer. Unborn babies. Now they're coming for all of us because God abhors a vacuum. He says, you like death? You like evil? You like those babies? I've talked to doctors that have seen the films and the ultrasounds in living color, and they fight the scalpel for their life. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it. Well, Rose McGowan brought down Weinstein, and it's far worse than what came out. Harvey Weinstein and all this trash. And, of course, Newsom's wife tried to suppress it. That's what these criminals do. Well, now you see the election being stolen from Larry Elder. It's just thousands of videos. It's just people walk in, they're getting there, the people are taping it. It's coming out. It's on InfoWars.com. It's all over Facebook, all over Twitter. It's everywhere. And then they go in and they say, I haven't voted. And they go, sorry, so it shows you voted. And it's Republicans. The Democrats sit there and vote right in front of them and laugh at them because they're all in on the club. It's they know what's best for us, the noble lie. But they can't stop us not going to the restaurants and the corporations. They can't stop us
coming together. They can't stop you moving away from the areas they control, they're making sure they don't get control of your elections. Soros putting in all his people, controlling the Surgeon General, controlling most of the district and county attorneys and attorney generals of states. I mean, this is a criminal takeover. Soros bought up the new big COVID testing system you're supposed to use, another fraud. So Rose McGowan comes out and exposes all this, and now Nicki Minaj is talking to real people that are getting sick, and real people, her friends, where their testicles shrink up. And by the way, that's one of the things these prions that the vaccine creates attack is your testicles. And, you know, the man gets the shot, he gets impotent. Well, what do you think's happening where they admit, oh, you got tumors in your uterus. That's normal. Don't worry. Just tell the doctors from the shot. Doctors don't do, but the doctors still do the surgery because it's real cancer. And that's in the news. But then when Nicki Minaj comes out and she says, yeah, my cousin in Trinidad did this and now they got real problems. They're like, oh, no, no, no. Even though they admit, oh, it's not rare. Heart attacks and myocarditis, that's a lot more common. Mainstream news, Reuters. Have the article here today in the stack. Look it up yourself. Why heart problems in people taking the vaccine was more common than we thought. It's, boy, we got a warning on there now, though, so just get used to it. And you got to take it. Total violation of the Nuremberg Code, extorting everyone to do this. I mean, this is illegal. And now all the leftists are attacking. You don't want to get that big global government injection in your bad because they're evil. They're a cult. They're wicked. And we must break with them now. But we must wake up to how bad they are. Where is Rand Paul or the other good senators that we know are good people saying this is a new world order, this is Klaus Schwab reading the quotes about the Great Reset, about a global carbon tax attached to the vaccine passport? Where is the big picture? Where is this is the UN and the UN helped run the Wuhan lab and the UN helped cover it up? I mean, Trump, to his credit, was exposing all that and pulled us out of the WHO. But we're all right back in right now. So here's Rose McGowan talking about the evil.
Run free. Why not change? Why not go big? Why not put a stake in the heart of evil? Because that's what this really is. This is good and this is evil. And if you're tired of people looking at this country like it's the Florida of the world, which it is looked upon that way, because, you know, it's earned it in a lot of ways. I know this place has it in it to be better. I know it does. I've met so many good people in this country. Not the elites. Absolutely not. But the person I meet, you know, that's the housekeeper at the hotel I'm staying at, who shouldn't even have that title because she's a queen of a woman. And then we have the Jennifer Siebel Newsoms of the world. Why? Why do you keep choosing that? Why do you keep electing that? Don't listen to their buzzwords. Cult leaders, which is what these people are. I would know. I grew up in one, like I said. They massage your mind. They keep you in fear. They keep you in doubt. I kind of suspect on the inside that this is all a lie. But I don't want to be the one that stands out and takes it on the chin. Well, I'm here to confirm for you it is a lie. It is a fact.
And that's what's happening is even the minions are the same as the top globalists who are all just brought into this from children, enslaved by it. And this is all they know. So they just keep getting more predatory, more aggressive. And as Tucker Carlson said last night, if you've had the vaccine, why are you saying we're not protected? You've had the injection, why aren't you protected? Carlson warns, if the powers that be can force you to get a shot, what can't they make you do? It's a 60-minute monologue. It's up on Infowars.com. Steve Watson wrote about it. It's very powerful. I suggest you share it, just like the John Bowne reports that he filed today. They're all excellent. Here's part of it.
Good evening, and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. The COVID vaccines aren't like other vaccines that you might be familiar with. So here are some things that we know about them. Unlike, say, the smallpox vaccine, which prevents you from getting smallpox, the COVID vaccines do not necessarily prevent you from getting COVID. The COVID vaccine does not prevent you from spreading COVID to other people. The long-term effects of the COVID vaccines are unknown and at this point cannot be known. We do know the vaccines are many times less effective than natural immunity in protecting people, and close to 100 million Americans already have natural immunity. We know that in some cases the COVID vaccines cause potentially fatal heart problems in the people who take them. One new study shows that teenage boys are 6 times more likely to suffer cardiac damage from the shot than they are to be hospitalized with COVID itself. So it's a mixed picture. That's some of what we know about the COVID vaccines. And yet these very same vaccines, which are far less effective than we were told they were initially, which are potentially dangerous for some and completely unnecessary for tens of millions of others, are now nevertheless mandatory for virtually everyone in America. So why is that? Why exactly is that the policy? In his speech to the country last week, Joe Biden didn't bother to explain why. Explanations are not necessary at this point. Your consent is no longer required. So instead, Joe Biden said this.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
So that speech was on Thursday, and it really was a pivot point. If you missed the speech, go back and watch it online. That address, Biden's address, was the most divisive speech ever given by a modern American president. Virtually every sentence of the speech reinforced a single point again and again, and it was this. Your fellow Americans are dangerous to you. They could kill you. And that includes your family, it includes your friends, it includes the people you sit next to at work. All of these people are threats to you. And only the Biden administration can save you. Quote, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated workers. That's what the president said. Think about that for a moment. Does it make sense? If the vaccine works, and they assure us adamantly that it does work, and they punish us if we question how well it works, then how can the unvaccinated possibly pose a threat to the vaccinated? How? What exactly is the risk to the vaccinated from the unvaccinated?
All right, we're going to come back with more of this, but OAN did a really good job reading deeper into that Israeli study that was so prestigious by the government, where you are 13 to 27 times better immunity. I've never read the whole study. I just scanned over it. It actually said that means you're 27 more times likely to get sick, and they looked at that. There's some new studies out of Israel saying that the majority of people in the hospitals have taken the injection. So Alfie Oaks is coming up for 30 minutes in the next hour. He owns grocery stores. He's one of the biggest food producers in Florida. Tens of thousands of acres of land, so he supplies the other grocery stores. So he's got a lot of employees. I've never been in a grocery store so nice as his flagship. And he's not going to mandate he has more than 100 employees. We're going to be talking to him. Then we're going to open the phones up. Then I'm going to show you new graphs from around the world that match Israel, where you have the most deaths and the most hospitalizations from those that have taken the so-called vaccine. It's all confirmed now. The vaccine lowers your immunity, gives you COVID, and then kills you. And then the idiots are dying blaming us that didn't take the shot while they shed the virus on us and make us sick.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.